Thank you, Mark, very much. Well, we're going to think a little bit about that passage this morning and what that might mean for us. And to do that, I've got a couple of props, and I've asked Tyus to come up and come and help me if he may. I want you to try and work out, if you can see, I've got a couple of props here that who might wear some of these things? So come right up to the front. Thank you, Tyus. So we've got what might you put that in? I don't think we want that. Here we are. Can you put those gloves on for me? Anyone have any idea what kind of professional person might use these? You want to put those on as well? A washer-upper? Are they washing up gloves though? Do you help with the washing up at home? No. No, okay, but it's not a washer-upper. I'm sure you do get professional washer-upperers. Okay, how about this one as a clue? Do you want to hold that nice and high for me? What's that? It's a syringe, isn't it? Any other ideas coming about what kind of profession this might be? Keep thinking. Guess what that might be? Okay, and then the final one here. Can you pop that on for me? That's it. Well done, Tyus. Now you turn around and you can see at the back here, there's a label on the back of his jacket. Can anyone read that for me? What does it say there? He's a doctor, that's right. Yeah, thank you, Tyus. Now you can just pop down on the, just sit on the front there for me. You can model that for me. We try to think, don't we? When we're feeling poorly, who is it we go to when we're feeling unwell and poorly? We go to the doctor, that's right, just as Tyus is modelling for us. He's an emergency doctor here, so someone must be very poorly this morning. But when we're feeling poorly, we go to the doctor because they know how to make us feel better most of the time. So that's really important. And what was happening in our Bible story today is that Jesus, you can imagine, was in a small house. Can you imagine all of these people in here that we've got gathered here this morning, our church family, in a very small house with a flat roof like they have in hot countries. Jesus was speaking in one of these rooms, and there were some friends and a man who was paralyzed, a very poorly man. And they had heard that Jesus was a bit like a doctor. He was able to heal people of their sicknesses. And they thought, well, look, if we can take our friend along on a carry mat, you know, like you see on the football stadiums, a bit like that, if we can carry him to Jesus, then Jesus might be able to help our friend and make him all better. But when they got there, in this tiny little room, the whole place was packed out because everybody had heard how amazing Jesus was, that he was healing people of their sicknesses. And so when they got there, they couldn't get into the house for all the crowds of people everywhere. And it was just so full, this house, that they couldn't get in there. So they thought, well, I know what, we'll go up the side. So in these houses in hot countries, you have steps on the outside of the house that take you up onto the roof, and you have what's called flat-roofed housing. In fact, in sometimes when it was very hot, they used to go and sunbathe up there and relax as well, because it was a bit quieter. And what they thought was, because this was made out of like a clay, that they could dig a hole through the ceiling. So you can imagine, well, actually you can go around the side of the church later on, there's a hole in our church building over there. I don't think that's because people have been lowering people through the roof in hope of healing, but it may have been. But they dug through the roof and they made a big hole. You can imagine it just looking up, and then lowered this man, this paralyzed man, on this stretcher to come down right before Jesus, maybe right here in the middle like that. And it was amazing. I feel sorry for the guys whose roof it was, don't you? You kind of think, well, maybe you just had that fixed. You don't know, do you? But I'm sure Jesus made that up to him as well. But there we are. This man was coming down, and our friends were there just saying, like, hey, look, he's there. He's next to the doctor. Can you stand up for us again, Tyus? So maybe they were thinking, if you jump up again, you know, do you know what to do with a syringe? Maybe they were thinking, you know, Jesus could give him some medicine that would make him feel better. Maybe that's how Jesus could heal him. Maybe we could do that. You can stick that in your leg or something like that, and you squeeze that in, and maybe that would make him better. I'm not sure if they had syringes in those days, but bear with me. But maybe they thought, well, how would we recognize Jesus? Maybe he'll have a special coat like that on, so it's easy to spot, one that glows in the dark and has lots of shiny bits on it. But no, Jesus was just a normal man. But there he was. They found Jesus, and they were hoping. They just had faith. They just had faith that Jesus, they believed that Jesus would do what he said he would do, which is to help people. And they took a leap of faith and said, okay, well, we're not going to let the fact that we can't get to Jesus get in the way. We'll make a way to find Jesus. We'll go on the top of the house and we'll dig through the roof if we have to. And that's exactly what they did. But then something absolutely amazing happens. Something amazing happens. They were expecting some kind of medicine or something like that. But Jesus doesn't say, yeah, here, take some pills, you'll feel better in the morning. Go and have a lie down on the couch. No, he says, my son, your sins are forgiven. My son, your sins are forgiven. Well, that's a strange thing to say, isn't it? Why would Jesus say something about, you know, this guy was poorly, he was sick? Why would Jesus say something like that? And the reason is because Jesus knew that although poorly as that man was, his sickness wasn't his deepest problem. His health wasn't his deepest problem. That man needed to know that he could be forgiven by God. That is the deepest healing that any of us can ever know, to be put in the right with God through forgiveness of sins. That's the deepest point of need that any of us will ever have. Sicknesses will come and go, but our forgiveness with God, when he forgives us, that's permanent and eternal. We can enjoy eternal life with God forevermore. And the Bible tells us in Revelation, my favorite verse, in fact I nearly became a Christian through this verse, it says that heaven, there'll be no more pain or tears or crying or suffering or diseases or sickness or wars or famine, but peace and joy and love in a long, eternal relationship with God, ever living, everlasting relationship with God. That's what happens when our sins are forgiven. That's the amazing news. And so Jesus knew that if that man's sins were forgiven, then he would be meeting him at his deepest point of need. And so whatever you're going through at the moment, whether that's ill health or difficult circumstances or a loved one who's poorly, Jesus cares for you and he loves you and he knows you and he wants to meet you at your deepest point of need, which is knowing that you are God's precious child, and whilst we'll still live with suffering in this lifetime, there is a time coming when he will put all things right and we get to take part in that life with him forevermore, where there is no more pain or sickness or dying, but love and being in God's presence forevermore. That's why that's our deepest point of need. So shall we pray? And I'm going to pray that in. Thank you very much. You can just take that off down there. Thank you, Tyus. Can we have a round of applause for Tyus? Thank you. So just before we pray, I really hope that you know deep down in your heart that God loves you and that he wants to forgive you. We've already confessed today, but you confess as many times as you like. That's the good thing about it. But just, do you know in your heart of hearts that you're forgiven? That God loves you and he has a glorious future for you, where we will all see him in pure glory, in wonderful light, in wonderful love. And we have that hope that we can cling on to in our present day. Do you know that you are forgiven, that you're reconciled with God through Jesus, dying on the cross for your sins, rising to new life, showing us that there is an eternal life beyond what we can see, touch, taste and smell? Do you know that? Allow God now, just in the stillness, to meet you at your deepest point of need and to reassure you of his love and forgiveness when we confess and repent. So Heavenly Father, we pray now by the power of your Spirit that you would fall upon each person here, that you would confirm in us that we are your children, we are forgiven, we are restored. And would you meet each one of us at our deepest point of need, reconciliation with our Heavenly Father, and would you write the hope of eternal life, that a life spent with you, that glory to come. Help us to keep our eyes fixed on that time when we will see you face to face, where there will be no more sickness or death or dying or famine or war, but just you and us in glory, in love. Amen.